Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
I'm so glad you've joined me on today's weekday meditation, a time of guided prayer for us to be able to speak to the Lord, but to also take a significant time to hear from the Lord. I've discovered that God speaks to me at times with prods and nudgings, and oftentimes just through my gut feeling, but I've also heard the Lord as He's given me crystal clear direction. The psalmist writes in Psalm 23, David says, "Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life." In this most beloved psalm, Psalm 23, it was a deeply personal writing. David is reflecting on Israel's communal experience of suffering and pictured God's people as sheep in need of a loving shepherd. And just as God led the Israelites like sheep out of Egyptian slavery and walked beside them through the deep, dark, dangerous wilderness inhabited by their enemies, so He walks with His children today, even when we pass through the darkest valley. So regardless of how coronavirus may have infected your attitude or your peace or your soul, then here's what I invite you to do. I invite you, as David described, to one, ask for the Lord's goodness and unfailing love to pursue you, to comfort you, to give you direction. And as you pray for others, pray for His goodness and His unfailing love to fall upon others as well. So let's prepare to meditate today. Let's get still, quiet. Let's tell the Lord one thing we're grateful for. Lord, I'm grateful for, and then finish that sentence. And then bring one thing before the Lord right now that you know only He could do in your life today, but bring that before the Lord. And now, whatever the COVID-19 virus means to you today specifically, bring that before the Lord. It could be for scientists, it could be for politicians, it could be for your family. Whatever that means in your life today, Lord, would you step into that mess and do what only you can do? And now, my friend, I invite you to take some quietude and solitude. Let's take a deep breath together. Let's breathe again. This time I invite you to breathe deeply in through your nose and hold it, and then force your anxiety and stress and struggle out with that outward breath. You ready? Hold it and hold it and... Well, friend, as you take a few moments in quietude and solitude, allow the Lord to speak into your life. Listen diligently to how He wants to speak to you. I'll mind the time. And should your mind begin to wander during your time of quietude, remember this: God, I trust your goodness. God, I trust your goodness. Every time your mind wanders, bring it back to being centered on the focus of God Himself. God, I believe in and I trust your goodness. God, I trust your goodness. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a few moments. Well, it is indeed really good. Under the care of the Good Shepherd, the Lord Jesus, we will always have everything we need, though not everything we want. He faithfully provides us with strength and guidance, discipline, protection, and what we sometimes need most of all, rest. My friend, trust Him today in all of His goodness. Thank you for joining me on today's weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.